The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Sure is.
Yep, there you go. There you go. Go ahead and cue Betty.
Boo whoop, boo weep. I see one, I see two, I see three, wee. Who comes up with this shit?
Bloody hell, Betty, that was sexy. Do it again.
Hush, Roger. We have a show to do.
All right. Hey, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicagoland.
Hi, it's me, Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit with the bitch pin on the CPU enabled.
Oh, no.
This is episode 131 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Sexual Pop-Ups, hashtag Why Not Me Edition, for Monday, April 30th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Hey,
hey,
folks,
thanks,
it's
Betty.
Joe and Anthony. Thanks, Betty. Thanks, Betty. Betty?
Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
Wow.
Well, there we have it. That's
you,
what we get.
Robots,
that's what we get. They do strange things. Roger left the Tampa studio in quite a mess earlier this afternoon. I had to come in here with the vacuum and some Pledge. It was sticky and greasy all at the same time. I don't know what he was doing in here.
Wait, whoa. But you use Pledge when you polish, not for cleaning.
Well, you got to clean and then you got to polish. Otherwise, when you spill your wine all over the studio desk, it doesn't absorb into the wood. It just, you know, it just kind of rolls off onto the floor.
Yes.
The floor is not a problem. Yes. You know, you just like, you know, I don't know, throw a bucket of water on that sometimes and call it a day.
Or throw a rug on it.
You can throw a rug on it after it stops smelling like wine. Yes, that helps as well.
So how's your day, Anthony?
It wasn't bad. It was typical traffic issues in Tampa, but nothing unusual aside from the normal tailgater and the one that gets stuck in the middle of the intersection wondering, what am I going to do? The light is red, and here I am.
Wait, do they do that zippering merge?
I don't know how we merge here. We merge here in the most undelightful way, to be honest with you. I think some people do the zipper merge here, and I think some people do not. I do not believe in the zipper merge. I think the zipper merge is just totally unethical. It is un-American. It's against God, Jesus, and Santa Claus all together and throwing the Easter Bunny. I'm no for zipper merging. I say be prepared, motherfuckers. You know, seriously, it's not that hard. They tell you 2 miles before the damn lane ends.
Don't merge the last fucking minute.
But then you always get that dickhead that comes flying through at 100 miles an hour, just trying to, and, you know, fuck you, buddy.
You better be a doctor or policeman or fireman.
Well, I think they would either
President
be in a police
Trump,
car or
it.
In a... Trump. God. Oh, Lord. I hate presidential motorcades. Those are the worst things to get caught in traffic with. I've gotten caught in several in Chicago before.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I've never been caught in one.
Sometimes, because they close, the motorcade itself is quick, but you have to wait so long. They close the street for so long. They did Michigan Avenue one year in front of my building, and it was all,
really?
It fucked up traffic for a while. That was, I think.
Even public transit? Like, buses, or trains or buses?
Yeah, no, well, no buses. No buses. They close the street down. There's no buses, nothing that go up and down the street. So, trains, it was Michigan Avenue, so there's no trains on Michigan Avenue. Actually, I don't think there's any trains under Michigan Avenue either.
No. Well, yes, Metra. Over on Van Buren.
That's true. But it doesn't run the length. It crosses it, correct? Isn't it kind of like a...
Well, it runs underneath.
Yeah, but it's like a more of a parallel
on the side.
Or a perpendicular or an obtuse
parallel
type of way. So, yeah. But anywho, so enough about my thoughts on traffic. What about you, Joe? How's your day been?
Wow. Today has been a pretty darn productive day. Plans got pushed up a little bit, and I got to install a POS, an additional POS, at my other place of employment. It involved being on a ladder.
I'm not good with ladders.
Ooh, I was getting dizzy at certain points. It was kind of scary, but I did it. And you know what?
You
I'm happy for that. And it's not a it's technically proficient and it's sound. It may not look pretty. Oh.
Wow. We got a caller. They're jumping on us right now. Let's go ahead and take this call.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take this call.
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Yeah, it's
Ezel
Maggot.
Hey, it's
Ezel. Hey, Ezel. How you doing?
Not too good right now.
Uh-oh, what's up, Ezel?
Man, you changed your website or something. I'm lost here, man. I can't hear you.
It does not. The website does not pass the Ezel test.
Oh,
Joe.
No.
It does not pass the Ezel test.
Oh, no.
There's a speaker icon in the upper right-hand corner.
Oh, man. You screwed me up, man.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not the upper right-hand corner, man.
Joe, you're the tech support
for
the website.
Are you looking at it on a phone or on your computer?
Oh, yeah, I got it now.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
All right, it's past the Ezel test. I'll call you later, man. I got to get my shit together.
All right, Ezel, you take it easy.
Oh, yeah, man. All right, bye.
Oh, that's too funny. Too funny.
Well, you know what? We might as well just announce it. We went ahead and upgraded our website theme to a different user interface, more modern, more with the times, I guess, with what everybody else is doing, the standard. But I gotta say, it's slick because it lets you customize a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm getting clarity every day on how shit works on it. And
there you go.
It's kind of helpful because, you know, this is the kind of stuff that you need to learn in today's future.
Did you turn off the auto start?
I sure
did. Autoplay? I'm wondering if maybe you should turn it back on.
Really?
I don't know. Can you adjust the volume?
No.
You
can't.
See,
I can't adjust the volume. All yeah. Right. So, but folks, when you do go to the website, if you're on a mobile device, usually the speaker icon is down at the lower left-hand corner, and you just hit it, and it gives you a play button. You just hit that, and the radio, you know, the station starts playing. The other navigation is still pretty much like in that little hamburger menu. You got your programming, our show archives, and I don't know, Anthony, if you want to make the announcement with me. But we've got something fun coming up now on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, we got John DeBose of Headphone
yep.
Meditations. He does like prog rock, different types of music in that aspect. metal. And it's actually, I find it quite enjoying. I like listening to it every time he puts out a new episode. And he does an episode every 2 weeks. So episode 99 was last Wednesday. So his episode 100 will be on the 9th of May. So tune in, 7 o'clock Eastern at night, 7 Eastern at night. You can chat with him in a little chat room. He'll chat with you on the chat room and everything. Joe may be there. I may be there. Who knows who will be there? You can chat with anyone. who knows who's going to be there? So yeah. So anyway, we are limiting our callers now to 5 minutes, and we're not taking multiple callers at the same time. We have learned our lesson from last week. It is harder to wrangle the show that way.
What?
The show got a little wrangled away. So yeah. Let's move into my weed corner here.
All right.
And this first topic, actually, Amy Mellon was talking about in one of her groups. The article comes from Leafy, and it says Facebook has a cannabis problem that community standards don't solve. A 27-page guidance document made public for the first time on Tuesday includes general rules for governing how the platform handles things from terrorism to drug sales. The mass purge, there was a mass purge in 2016. I don't know if you remembered. We didn't get hit by it, luckily, because we're just not that popular yet. but there was a mass purge in 2016, which affected the Oakland's Harborside Medical or Harborside Health Center, edible maker Dixie Elixirs, Boulder, Colorado dispensary, The Farm, and media company Mass Roots, which I actually invest in Mass Roots. The Great Camp Cannabis Purge of 2016 has slowed down, obviously, because if you go on Facebook, you can just see weed on every post. It's there. It's all over the place if you subscribe to the right groups and such. But now it looks like they're warning that they're going to be removing content that expresses support or praise for groups, leaders, or individuals involved in cannabis activities, including a documentary. So it might be time that the marijuana movement find a new media platform. A new platform.
Hmm.
Maybe they should all check out Mass Roots. It's an app, I believe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out, too. Anything to...
Yeah,
but Anthony, here's the thing, though, and I kind of railed on this on another forum on Facebook. The whole commercialization of weed is just, you know, it's made weed kind of like almost too mainstream, especially when you start to see now, like, and I guess it's good, though. It's good that people are opening up about weed and it's not so dangerous as they all thought.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's good. There's going to be a big push to one direction at first, and eventually it's going to kind of rebound, and we're going to find a happy medium somewhere along the line. Right now, weed is just very popular. It's very popular because a lot of states are getting access to it either through recreational means or through medicinal means, but either which way, it's a very popular thing right now. So, anywho, moving on. Because we're, you know, talking about these things. Jeff Sessions is going to open up federal marijuana testing. This comes from cannabis.net. This past Wednesday, Sessions told a Senate panel that there may well be some benefits from medical marijuana, then in that it is perfectly appropriate to study the pot. Sessions acknowledged that he has looked at research suggesting that there are lower rates of opioid-related overdose deaths in states where cannabis is legal in some form. However, he still scoffed at the scientific data. Sessions did not comment on the timelines that could be expected for the release of the research cultivation approval process. So nothing has begun yet. The concept has been given birth. So we'll see if this goes anywhere or if it just fizzles on the table. Because it could do one or the other.
Not to poop on your parade, but weed is still illegal. It's still a narcotic.
Still federal. Federally, it's still a problem. Yep. So,
exactly.
But, other than that, that's pretty much what I got from my weed news.
Sweet. Well, in the Joe's TP corner, it's been pretty darn busy here in the Chicago studios. We were able to go ahead and welcome Headphone Meditations to the Shyampa family. If you got an applause button there, Anthony. Yeah, there we go. We had our first show this past Wednesday, and it was awesome. We had a couple of chatters in our chat room, which you can see at our website, which, yeah, it's going to point you to blog.shyampa, that's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.info. And there's a chat window in the bottom. There's a chat window on the chat linky thingy. There's chat all over the place. Yep. Yep. Actually, you don't even have to forward them to me because I'm copied on that email. Gee, thanks. So, anyways. So, anyways, as you can see behind me, Anthony, I've got a new laser printer in the studio. Yes, those are courtesy of Tweet Hue on Twitter. But yeah, they're the bulbs that you can change into any different color you want. That would be awesome, and I can post that to YouTube somehow. I don't know how, but anyways, moving right along, Chicago is changing. Did you know that? More expensive people moving in. They're phasing out sodium vapor lights. It's true. Yeah, they're, well, you know, they're light pollution. Even though they look great down on city level or the block level, they cast their light in all different directions. Now, here's the thing, though. They should be able to tune those LEDs to a much more comfortable temperature, but whatever. Who knows? And finally, right, exactly. And then, finally, the California Spiel. Spotting more and more of those motorized skateboards. And damn, those things go fast. I've seen those things. They've caught it. They can keep pace with traffic going probably 20, 30 miles an hour. Yeah. Wow. Huh. Yep. Well, here we go. Roger's itching to go away.
And now, for something completely wacky, it's Joe's Random Tidbit Corner. Take it away, Joe.
Oh, boy. It's the Random Tidbit Corner. Remember, if you see a sale price today and you bought it yesterday at full price, it always pays to call and ask for a price difference credit. The only thing they can do is say no, and then you don't shop there anymore. So I'm glad Micro Center adjusted a price for me. I love that place too much. Brought to you by Chip Skipper's Random Tidbit Generator. And now, Anthony, let's pull that wheel. Eating apples and caramel dip.
Oh, that sounds delicious. There we go. So, not only is this kind of interesting... Oh, what happened? There we go. I think I may have been muted for a while, like the past few minutes. So, it should be interesting listening to the recast. You may just be talking to yourself in a first-person conversation. Although it was fine, because it was your news anyway, so it was mostly you talking anyway, which is probably what I mean. So, okay. So, I finally found a marathon run that is right up my alley. The Huffington Post brings us our random news story of the night. On May 5th, the town of Burney, Texas, plans to hold its first Bernie 0.5K run. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
That's 0.5K. This run isn't the typical 5 kilometer. It's only half a kilometer, about a third of a mile. The race starts at one local brewery and ends at another half a kilometer away. Participants not only get a free beer at the start and the end of the race, but there is a donut and coffee station about 150 meters into the course, right next to the smoking section. God bless Texas. If walking about 1,640 feet is too strenuous for you, VIPs can pay an extra $25 and be transported across the finish line in a 1963 Volkswagen bus.
Wow.
Organizers promise bigger medals for those VIPs because they're even more important. Although the run seems designed for people who don't actually like any kind of physical activity, so many participants signed up that organizers are no longer accepting entries. The money raised from the event will go to Blessings in a Backpack, a charity that provides food for underprivileged children over the weekend when they're not in school to receive lunch. Back to you, Betty.
We encourage you to listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio. From Urbana Champaign Independent Media Center, WRFU, the World Labor Hour with your hosts, Dave, Gus, and Lovable Bill. Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Upfront Soul with Sanguine Fromage. We especially appreciate our friends at radioforall.net and archive.org. Visit Shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe.
Thanks, Betty. And now it's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently partly cloudy at 79 degrees F. Dew point is 25. Humidity is 14%. Wind chill is 78. Winds are out of the south at 15. And for you pilot types, the visibility is XX miles! Tonight, Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. It will be easy breezy, wear your jacket, beautiful kind of weather. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 80. Easy breezy. Tuesday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 59. Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 78. And Wednesday night, stay inside and listen to Headphone Meditations with John Dubose at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, because it's going to be showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Cloudy with a low around 58. And that's your Chicago Shyampa weather. Anthony, hey folks, be sure to visit our Facebook page. Facebook.com/Shyampa Radio. If that's where you like to hang out. Or on our website, Shyampa.info. Hang out on our website. You can log in with Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Or is that Google? And more. And now, anyways, Anthony, play that bumper.
And now for the news.
Now you see it, quack you don't.
Oh my goodness.
A Swiss town shared a photo snapped by a police speed camera that was triggered when a duck flew by over the speed limit. The photo, posted to Facebook by the local government in Konez, shows the duck flying down the street at quick enough speed to trigger the speed camera. The post said the duck was flying 32 in an 18-mile-an-hour speed limit zone.
Did it have the 540 kilos of weed on it, too?
the town joked it was unclear what the punishment would be for flying too fast in a city street. Wow.
Interesting.
All right.
Didn't know ducks could fly that fast.
Well, you know,
I guess if it had to migrate, it would make sense. I mean, it would surely die if it could only fly at like 2 miles an hour, trying to make it from like north to south when the birds migrate.
Well, and I'm also trying to think, the bird was not taking off, because it's not going to be that fast on takeoff. It had to be coming in either for a landing or...
Something.
I don't know.
Something happened, but, you know, hey.
Maybe it needed to get to the nearest Swiss chocolate store for its latest sales on
the Fannie Mae.
Delicious Swiss Miss.
Had to get to the Fannie Mae. There you go. Swiss Miss hot chocolate, Fannie Mae.
Swiss Miss caramel apple thingies that the Swiss love to eat all the time. I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question. Let's move along.
Speaking of eating, joyous of days. Let's go to a wedding for a cheeseburger.
Oh, boy.
An Australian couple with a taste for fast food surprised guests at their wedding by bringing in a feast of 300 McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Oh, my goodness.
A video filmed at the wedding of Andrew and Nancy in someplace, Australia, shows wedding revelers, including the bride herself, enjoying the McDonald's burgers while dancing.
Wow.
The couple said the McDonald's order was a surprise to guests who had earlier been treated to a more standard wedding reception meal.
Oh, so they did eat something else.
So they ate a huge meal first, and then they probably had these cheeseburgers. That's awesome.
Well, you know, in all honesty, you know, sometimes after a big meal, I could have a good cheeseburger.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a fat girl. I can eat a lot, trust me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So I guess the couple said their wedding planner sent a team from the venue to pick up the burgers in a van. That's a lot of burgers.
How many? 300?
How much are burgers these days? Are they like $1.29?
I don't know. This was in Australia, so it might even be more expensive.
Wow.
Let's say it's $2 a cheeseburger. So that they spent $600 on cheeseburgers.
Wow. Well, I want to say $2.29 because that makes things just sound so much better.
Okay, so what is $2.29 times 300 equal?
$687.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
A lot of money. But let's move on.
Meanwhile, outside of Barbaria.
Brought to you by the Everyone Deserves a Trophy organization. So, police in Oregon, which it's kind of funny there's another story about Oregon, too. But anyways, police in Oregon said a suspect led police on a chase while riding a stolen motorcycle with a vanity license plate reading ex-felon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Springfield Police Department said Brock, 35, was recognized Wednesday by an officer in the parking lot of an Albertsons store. The officer determined Brock, a convicted felon, had a warrant for his arrest on a parole violation related to unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. But Brock sped off a Ducati motorcycle while the officer waited to be joined by a patrol officer in a marked car. The officers followed Brock in an unmarked car and made note of ex-felon license plate, which bore expired North Dakota tags. So the patrol officer joined the pursuit and Brock fled at speeds of between 85 and 100 down side streets until he reached a dead end and got off the vehicle. I hope he stopped, because getting off at that speed, that's that's ouchy. So police arrested Brock, who claimed he hadn't been riding the motorcycle.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Ah, quite interesting.
So police discovered the bike had been reported stolen, though, in June of 2017. The ex-felon plate had not been on the motorcycle at the time of the theft, leading us to believe whoever stole the bike put the plate on it.
Wow.
Springfield Police Lieutenant Scott told the Springfield Register Guard newspaper, "Since these guys make license plates in prison, you would think you'd be a little more creative."
You know, you would think so.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like,
hey,
yeah.
Go figure.
I mean, I know the whole felon thing is hot, you know, the felon bod or whatever it is. But come on, that's taking it to a whole nother level.
Well, you know.
But you know what, Anthony? That's it for my news. Back to you.
That's it for your news. All right. All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Excuse me. This week on This Way Out, host Lucia Chappell and Greg Gordon Oscar more radio heroes to cap the show's month-long 30th anniversary party. In the news, Thailand proposes civil unions for same-gender couples. A severed gay Japanese widower sues his sister-in-law, queer rights turn partisan in Paraguay, Venezuela, Chile, and Lebanon. India's government is still roiled by sex law reform. Indonesia's parliament slows its slide into buried-only sex statutes. And U.S. trans health care protections get trumped. I just put that in there, too. The email just came in.
Wow.
My goodness. All that and more good. This week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. That's us. Hang tight, folks. The world will be delirious again in about 4 minutes. How's that sound, Joe?
You got it, Anthony.
All right. Thanks, Betty.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyampa Radio. Flashbacks.
Introducing the Kodak Instant Camera with a twist. Meet the Crank.
Can you feel a brand new day?
Imagine instant pictures with color. Color. Color by Kodak. Just crank, 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 and in minutes you get bright, colorful instant pictures with a textured satin luxe finish. See your photo dealer and shake hands with the Crank. A Kodak instant camera with a twist.
My baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-L-O-G-N-A.
Oscar Mayer, the first name in Bologna.
How's that?
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know? In a deck of cards, the King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache. Or how about Monopoly is the most played board game in the world? Did you know that the opposite sides of a dice always add up to 7? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
It's time to play Sale of the Century. It's just
a matter of time before I leave this pickle zone.
I've become a pickle zone. I've become a pickle zone.
Yes, I've become a pickle zone. Yes, I've become a pickle zone.
What the hell was that shit? Joe, have you been hitting the bong again? Hey, Betty here. I've been programmed this time around to say you are listening to Cheyampa Radio. Tune in Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern for your two favorite lovable stoner idiots, Joe and Anthony, as they do their live, The Joe and Anthony Show. Be sure to head on over to Cheyampa.com for other great programming too that we recast on Cheyampa Radio.
Hey, my name is Joe, and I'm one of the hosts of The Joe and Anthony Show here in Chicago on Cheyampa Radio. This year, I've been spreading the love with a whole lot of laughs and getting to know the people that I make laugh. Next year, I hope to continue to do that same thing, giving you something fun to laugh about, because right now, this world needs a lot of laughter and love.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
You, Betty.
Fine, Roger. You can have this spot.
Thank you, Betty. Welcome back. Roger here.
Thank God it's Monday. Up next, it's Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is bloody bollocks to hell. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Betty, where are you? Oh well, it's National Bubble Tea Day, National Military Brats Day, National Prepare-a-thon Day, National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day, National Bugs Bunny Day, National Hairstylist Appreciation Day, National Honesty Day, National Oatmeal Cookie Day, National Raisin Day, National Sarcoidosis Day.
I don't even know what that is.
Go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida weather and news already. The floor is yours, Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
So Roger's going to start doing this segment. I think that's I like that idea. Yeah. I think that works out pretty well. I think that's good.
Yeah, Roger's telling me right now that we need his own little thank you track too.
We'll have to work with it. You'll get Roger into shape. Anyway, so before we go to our crazy Florida news, it's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 82 degrees with a humidity of 40%. The dew point is 55 and visibility is a clear 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear, breezy with a low around 65. On Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 84. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 67. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 86. Wednesday night, mostly clear and windy with a low around 68. And that's your Chiampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. And now time for some crazy Florida news. All right,
do any of your stories start with a Florida man?
I think they all do. initially, they do. I edit the stories. I kind of move them around to make sense. I format them more into a storyteller format. So a lot of times a Florida man. But like this one, a Marion County man, which is close enough. It is a Marion County Florida man. We'll do that. Because I do like to identify the cities and the counties and everything that those are, that our lovely Florida news story recipients are from. So that's important to me. So our first track of the night comes from Spectrum News, and it doesn't involve liquor, which is unusual for this slot. It does involve the Florida lifestyle thinking. Picture this: Marion County, Florida, Sunday afternoon, 1200 block of County Highway 484, a man and three juvenile girls and a firearm. What could possibly go wrong? A Marion County man wanted to teach three juvenile girls about firearm safety late Sunday afternoon. The man removed the magazine from his firearm and wanted to show the girls the difference between a real gun and a BB gun. That almost sounds like the start of a Naked Florida story. The man was conducting his demonstration when the SIG 9mm mysteriously discharged a handgun. Yeah, and it hit all three of the girls. The police were contacted. According to the sheriff's office, the man told deputies that he thought his finger snagged the trigger, but he didn't recall pulling the trigger. He also didn't clearly remember that the chamber was not cleared before pointing the muzzle of the firearm at anybody he did not intend to shoot. So there we go. You win your trophy. You get a trophy. There you go. Medics transported the girls, but the sheriff's officer report did not list their conditions. Two mothers told deputies that they thought it was an accident and didn't want to see the man get in any trouble. And apparently he became another winning contestant of the Florida Catch and Release program.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so there we have it. That's Florida for you.
What, do they sit in some kind of, like, video session that trains them in how to be a good law-abiding citizen? And then they get out? Say they're cured?
No, I think they just sit in a cell for, like, a few days and then they get released.
Right.
Yeah. Not... That's pretty much what you get. All right, so let's move on. The TC Palm brings us our next crazy Florida news story of the night from Port St. Lucie, where even the most trivial issues could require full family involvement. According to police reports, Morales' boyfriend was hanging around the house, picking at his nails and spitting them onto
Get
the floor.
Fucked up all day.
Not able to deal with his awful behavior, Morales confronted her boyfriend when he wandered outside of the house. Some of Morales' family members were there at the time and were trying to calm Morales, but she started hitting her boyfriend. The boyfriend had had enough of that tomfuckery, so he said that he couldn't deal with her crazy family and tried to leave. When the family heard him call him crazy, they all started hitting him and kicking his car. He managed to drive off and headed to his aunt's apartment in Fort Pierce, where the police were contacted. Morales said the argument stemmed from her boyfriend picking his toenails and throwing them on the floor, for calling her family retarded, and for calling her a curse word in Spanish. Morales says he does stuff like that to annoy her, but yet she stays with him. Police say Morales is hit and bit her boyfriend, and they took her to jail on a battery charge.
Oh my.
So yeah, so there you have it. All right, and let's move on to our final one. This is kind of an amusing one for me. Not necessarily a Florida sexy one, but it's quite amusing in so many different ways. The story was a bit hard to find in the local news, and I had to go all the way to Fox 2 in St. Louis, actually. I wonder if it's so Florida bad that even Florida is embarrassed by this. Omar demanded answers from Westside High School in Jacksonville, Florida, after seeing his 11th grade daughter's homework for autonomy class, according to WTLV, a Spanish station in Miami. Omar posted a Facebook video of himself reading the homework assignment with the caption, "This needs to be seen. WTH is going on in our schools," with multiple question marks. One of the questions on the assignment read, quote, "Ursula was devastated when her boyfriend broke up with her after having sex. To get revenge, she had sex with his best friend the next day. Ursula had a beautiful baby girl 9 months later. Ursula has type O blood. Her ex-boyfriend is type AB blood, and his best friend is type A blood. If her baby daddy is her ex-boyfriend, what could her baby's possible blood types not be?" End quote. The words baby daddy and baby mama being used, that's foresight to the fact that she's having sex with one guy, and to get revenge on this guy, she had sex with his best friend the next day. I mean, it's just not something that I want to teach any student, Ursula quoted saying. Ursula was the one that had the baby. Omar's the one that's upset about the baby.
I mean, things are changing.
I know. So Omar said that. Yeah, Omar doesn't realize that many high school girls are actually doing that. And that teen pregnancy rate is the highest in the U.S. than in any other industrialized country. So, yeah, it's happening.
I don't understand this at all. It sounds like a completely different society is developing.
Yes.
I don't get it. I really don't.
What do you mean? What don't you get, Joe?
I just don't get, how is this developing? How do they have the wherewithal, the intelligence, the context, the idea to even create these kinds of crazy drama-filled environments? I mean, they're getting pregnant at young ages.
Well,
is it just animalistic?
TV. Is it just tribal? TV is all about sex. The internet's all about sex.
True.
The parents are never home.
Their booties everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. The parents, yeah. Pop music is all about sex. And the parents, both, usually, if you have both parents, which if you're lucky enough, and not most homes nowadays, if you even you have one parent, then they're probably working the majority of the time. So you have no filter at home. So you can do whatever the hell you want. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And at which point, yeah, you're going to follow what your friends are doing.
Yeah, exactly. It's all peer pressure and stuff. It's unfortunate. Wow. So anyway, Omar said that he doesn't fault the school After the principal told him the assignment came from the school district. School district officials said in a statement that the question was highly inappropriate and was not part of a district assessment, and that appropriate and corrective action will be taken. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Am I going back to Betty or am I going back to Roger on this one?
You're going back to Betty.
All right, Betty, back to you.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shinepa Radio. Hey, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call the studios anytime at 813-327-8566 and hang out with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. And now go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Now grab onto something because here it comes. Woohoo. It's time for Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Thanks,
Betty. Thank you, Betty.
We encourage you to listen to this show and look.
Okay, why? Betty. Why, Betty?
Why do you...
You got it, Anthony.
Jesus, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
So what is edging your bolt? What does that mean?
So...
Because that could be sexual, too.
Oh, my God. Just pardon me while I mute myself. Then cough on this peanut.
I guess I could assume that edging your bowl would mean, dividing it into sections or just kind of trying to hug the edge without smoking the whole damn thing.
There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. You got it. You found it. You let me find the button. Where's the button? Where's the button? Where's the button? Where's the button? You found it. So, yes, edging your bowl is the process of actually working around the edge of your bowl with your lighter and burning the outside of the bowl and working in towards the center, as opposed to, like, because, you know, sometimes if you just, like, hit it, you'll just, like, go right down the middle with it. And, yeah. Or you, like, burn up big chunks of it and it gets kind of yucky. And then you have green bowl and yucky bowl. So. But, yeah, but generally if you smoke around the edge of the bowl, you get a much more even distribution of your smoke.
Which, you know what, I pretty much do anyways, but I tend to try to get the full effect by smoking the entire ring and then coming to a stop in the middle. So like a little swirl.
A little bowl of fire.
Right.
Yeah.
But, hey, I just wanted to mention... the script worked beautifully on the Roger server that carries Weekend with Joe.
Oh, good.
Because right now he's recasting us. That's awesome. I'm happy.
There we go. I'm happy as well. Oh, my goodness.
So abolish the Electoral College. What do you think?
Yeah, they were talking about it, I believe, on something I caught on Weekday Rush Hour with Betty or something. And, you know, again, I think it was floating around Facebook, and it's this whole thing. We need to abolish the Electoral College. Fine, that's great. I understand if you want to do that, you can do that. But that it requires a monumental feat. Because without the Electoral College, only a handful of population centers will always determine the presidential candidate. That's just generally how it has been for the past God knows how many years.
And by the time you get to a big city, you will be converted to a stinking liberal.
Yes. So, first off, three quarters of Congress have to agree to a constitutional amendment to abolish it, which good luck with that.
Right.
Then you need three quarters of the states to ratify it.
Right.
Considering that pretty much every state, with the exception of four, lose without the Electoral College, I don't see many states bringing it on board. So, maybe it is kind of, it's not really a true democracy type of thing. I understand the point of it. I don't want to argue the validity of it, but the point of the matter that's still floating around, I don't necessarily know if people actually truly understood or paid attention in government class what you need to do to perform this. It's a waste of energy. I hate to say it, but it is.
Because really
most of these states, like all these middle states like Oklahoma, North Dakota, South Dakota, and all those like that, Kansas, they're not going to give up the Electoral College.
Nope.
Not at all. No. So anyway, moving on. You've got something up here. What is that? Kielo.com?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting site. It's a debating site. And basically what they do is it's all built on quote-unquote reason, pros and cons. Mm-hmm. So somebody goes and says, you know, I don't think God exists.
Okay.
And so, fine, you say that, then let's list out the pros and cons, people. Let's get going. And I guess it's supposed to not encourage trolling and, like, really bitter commentary. Things are very heavily moderated for, I'm going to say it, info speak. You know, like... Almost, it's crafted to require you to stay in a certain mode of thinking about debating, about carrying on in a civic way. Right, it's a very philosophy-based class, almost, or forum as well.
The whole
it's a very strict.
That's how the old Greeks used to do it. They would go to the city center, or they would go to the court, and hundreds of them would go and they would debate. I learned this in college in philosophy for some fucking reason. And they would go and they would debate like this. There would be a forum in which it was moderated and blah, blah, blah. They would just debate in the open public about, you know, ridiculous things at times. But it sounds like the modern day version of that.
Yeah. So, but I saw a couple of Twitter comments on this post sponsoring their website. That were like, okay, well, about slavery, you advocated based on the reason system that slavery didn't have any effect on why Black Americans feel a certain way today. And she was very correct in what she said and how she said it, because she went on to say other things. And so, you know, I went to go look at it. Now I became curious. It's like, it's one thing when you just post an advertisement and say, hey, we got this great new way to talk. But it's another when people actively then participate in other social media forums to kind of figure out, you know, is this worth it or will this pique your curiosity?
So, yeah. Good question.
So with the gong, just letting you all know, April is Prevention of Animal Cruelty Month. And while I have thrown a few plates at the cat...
Ooh, my goodness, have you really? My goodness.
I didn't mean it.
Wow.
So, I don't even have any oopsie poopsies. I have no Joe Wisdoms. If you want to call us while we have the moment...
We got about, two and a half minutes.
Right? 813-327-8566. You know, you can even call us right when we're not on air, and you'll just go to a voicemail. Oh.
We will pick this up.
Here we go.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey,
Isa, how's it going?
Oh, man, I'm really messed up tonight, man. You pulled a fast one. I mean, I tell you that website, man.
Well, you know, it happens. Joe does that sometimes.
I thought maybe I'm
gone somewhere on another planet or something.
I want to know about the clay people. Did they finally get baked to their proper temperature?
It's a good question.
Oh, man. That's, you know what? It's crazy. Today it was like 80 degrees in Armpit, Illinois, man.
Right.
And they were doing good, man. They were baking in the sun. It's kind of funny. See them all baking in the sun there, man. They look like, you know, a couple of China logs, you know. But anyway, I got a question for you guys now on the new rules. The new rules. I just want to know, if I don't use my 5 minutes, can I put it in the bank for the next week?
Maybe. We'll work on it. I mean, multiple people can call. If we have calls, if we have a call on hold, we'll cut you off. How's that sound? If a call comes in, because, you know, multiple people can call at one time. If a call comes in, then we'll cut you short and limit your time. Fair amount to speak.
Well, that's pretty good, but you know what? Sometimes I got a problem. It takes me 5 minutes to, you know, to blurt out a whole sentence, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, it gets rough there sometimes. It depends on what I'm doing over here, you know.
Well, maybe we can give you extra time for, like, disability or something, you know, because I'm like a parking space.
Disability thing.
There you-
All right, I'm going to send you a copy of my disability card.
Okay,
all
right? Zal.
All right, but we'll talk to you guys later then.
Take it easy, Zal.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
All right, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
All righty.
There Thank you, Ezel.
Ezel, and Ezel's timing is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, right? All right, hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and Joe just pissed his pants, Betty puked, Roger's shit piles are stinking up all over the place, and the night crew does not look very happy. Of course, they never look happy whenever we do our show. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Oh, hey. Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I really hope you listen to the whole hour of the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyenne Radio. Come check out my show, too, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science and language programs, some jazzy stuff, lots of music, lots of stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with the weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays dubiously fabulous programming, and it's getting actually better. We've gotten a little system worked out with her from archive.org, mostly, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, catch traffic with Toppers weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, Anthony. So much awesome programming. Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure you tune in to your favorite device, to our 24-hour internet radio station. You can find us on TuneIn. You can find us on the internet radios app, internet radio player app. You can find us at www.shyampa.info. You can listen live. You can check out the Joe and Anthony Pass shows on there, our Facebook and Twitter. You can see our most current broadcast schedule. It's actually working. Yay!
Yay!
I'm so excited.
Unfortunately, the new episode of This Way Out did not drop.
Oh.
So I don't think we're going to... I think we're going to have to replay last week's, but that's okay. So, yeah. So
These
we got...
Happen.
It happens, but we got Headphone
also,
Meditations Wednesday. Yes,
real quick,
yes.
Real quick, I want to mention we're going to soon be trying to get... the Labor Express Hour, which we're going to simulcast it, or however you term it, from Lumpen Radio here in Chicago, starting on Sundays. And I believe that'll be 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we got to set up Roger for that. Or is Roger already set up for that?
I'm going to set him up for that if I can kind of copy what we do for now, what we do now.
That's an help.
In a way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm eating chocolate covered peanuts
and
they're delicious.
Ooh.
Right.
Yeah, I needed to stop eating so many sweets, man. That caramel shit was damn good and my stomach is loaded.
I can imagine. Yeah, it sounds like.
And I'm drinking fizzy soda, so you can imagine the.
Oh my goodness!
The chemistry
goodness.
Factor going on.
Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week. Check out our blog at www.shyamba.info. Remember, don't make your speeding duck. Make sure your speeding duck is clear of an uncleared chamber before buying 300 cheeseburgers and embarking on a walk to the smoking section while giving your baby daddy a pelvic exam in the back of an old VW bus. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a rerun of This Way Out with an E.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.